Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. India-Paraguay agreed to strengthen ties in clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuel sector. Nagaland police to conduct checks for inner line permit across the state. Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan reaches over 300 villages in Nagaland despite monsoon challenges. And flood and landslide situation remain grim across the northeast. Now the news in detail. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talk held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. Speaking on this occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, both the countries have lots of potential avenues in various sectors and are together in the fight against terrorism.
मेरा विश्वास है कि आपसी सहयोग से हम साझी समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे. एक्सेलेंसी हमारे पास आर्थिक सहयोग सहित डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, ऊर्जा, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, डिफेंस, रेलवे तथा स्पेस जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग के नए अवसर है. एक्सेलेंसी आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और पराग्वे कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़े हैं.
Briefing media about the meeting, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, said that both countries are working to enhance cooperation in digitalization, ICT and people-to-people contact.
Recognizing India's growing global economic role, President Peña expressed keen interest in attracting Indian investments to Paraguay. The Indian side would be looking to collaborate with Paraguayan counterparts in a number of areas, including health and pharmaceuticals, defense, infrastructure, agriculture, renewable energy and mining.
India and Paraguay have signed a Memorandum of Understanding for establishment of joint commission mechanism between the two nations. Mr. Palacios, who is on a three-day state visit to India, is also scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Nagaland police have announced that they will be carrying out periodic checks for inner line permit ILP across the state. An official press release emphasized that police personnel are not authorized to impose fines for non-possession of ILP documents. The statement said any police personnel found engaging in such practices should be reported to senior officials. The statement reiterated that only magistrates have the authority to impose fines for ILP violations. Despite challenges posed by the monsoon season, the nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan has been successfully taking place in Nagaland since its official launch on the 29th of last month. A total of 36 teams comprising scientists from ICAR, Central Agricultural University, Nagaland University School of Agricultural Sciences, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and officials from state government departments are actively participating. Each team is visiting three villages daily and engaging directly with farmers to disseminate improved agricultural technologies and inform them of various government schemes. So far, the teams have covered 324 villages, interacting with over 30,000 farmers. The teams are also documenting village-specific problems, technology gaps and priorities of farmers for future research and government policies. Head of Regional Centre ICAR Medzi Pema and Chief Nodal Officer Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan Dr. Homeswar Kalita has urged all village councils, Council Chairman and farmers to actively participate during the visits.
I call upon all village council chairpersons and farmers in Nagaland to actively engage and collaborate during these visits. The participants of the community is essential for the success of this initiative and the broader goal of realizing a Viksit Bharat through Viksit Krishi.
The campaign will continue till the 12th of June. Jumukedima District Child Protection Unit DCPU has requested all citizens and media outlets to act responsibly and sensitively on matters involving children. This comes after a video involving a child being bullied had recently gone viral on social media platforms. The DCPU said sharing such content further harms the child and violates their right to privacy and dignity and may lead to re-traumatization. The unit cautioned that recording and circulating videos of children in distress or involved in violence is a violation of the Juvenile Justice Care and Protection of Children Act 2015 and can attract legal consequences. It appealed citizens to refrain from reposting or distributing such videos but report them to the authorities by contacting Childline 1098. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Flood and landslide situation across the northeast continue to remain grim, triggered by relentless rainfall. In Naglan, a massive landslide has completely cut off National Highway 2 at Pesama. The road section completely collapsed today, prompting authorities to shut down the route indefinitely and severing the Naglan to Manipur road link. In Sikkim, three people lost their lives, four sustained injuries, and several remain unaccounted for after a massive landslide struck an Indian Army camp at Chatan in Sikkim's Lachen district. In Assam, heavy rainfall and rising river levels have led to flooding in at least 17 districts across the state, displacing lakhs of residents. In Manipur, Indian Army and Assam Rifles are continuing extensive rescue operations as flood has severely waterlogged several areas. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the northeast during the next 5 days. The Naglan State Disaster Management Authority has issued a weather advisory warning that heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds are expected to affect several parts of the state. It cautioned that this poses a risk of flash floods, particularly over watersheds and neighborhoods in low-lying with potential of surface runoff and inundation in areas with fully saturated soil. In light of the expected extreme weather, all district disaster management authorities have been advised to remain alert and issue necessary advisories to avoid mishaps in their respective districts. In case of emergency, citizens may contact the State Emergency Operations Centre at toll-free number 1070, ERSS extension for disaster management at 112 and landline numbers 0370-229-1120 or 0370-229-1122. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This evening, let us get to learn about Satkarmas. Satkarmas are detoxification procedures that are clinical in nature and help to remove the toxins accumulated in the body. Yuktahara advocates appropriate food and food habits for healthy living. We will explore more on yoga practices in our next series. Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Result 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website result25.jeeadv.ac.in. The JEE Advanced is for admission to undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. Over 3,960 active cases of COVID-19 have been reported across the country. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the highest number of 1,435 cases have been recorded in Kerala, followed by 506 cases in Maharashtra and 483 cases in Delhi. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. India-Paraguay agree to strengthen ties in clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuel sector. Naglan police to conduct checks for inner line permit across the state. Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan reaches over 300 villages in Naglan despite monsoon challenges. And flood and landslide situation remain grim across the northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.